Welcome back to Get Real. I'm Joan Steppen.
I'm Leave Lane.
And I'm Colleen Lindstrom.
And we're going to be talking to the Get Real Girl of the Week right now. And basically her story is, time and time again, when tragedy strikes, Americans are really quick to unite and offer help to their fellow citizens. And that desire to help each other survive and thrive is a big part of the American spirit. And today's Get Real Girl of the Week is a perfect example. Jenny Pavlovich couldn't just sit and watch news reports on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Instead, she headed on her own to New Orleans, where she took care of rescued animals and developed an amazing kinship with one particular pet. And she has since created a nonprofit dedicated to provide financial relief for animals in desperate situations. And she also has a brand new book about her experience called The Eight State Cape Fund. So lots to talk about with Jenny. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being an American and putting out such a great vibe. I mean, I can't believe that you went out on your own into that. Really, I mean, I was in New Orleans shortly after the hurricane, and it's a tough place to go to, even being supported by other people.
Yes. I actually went to the Lamar Dixon Expo Center, which is a big fairgrounds that was about 70 miles northwest of New Orleans, where the animals were being brought out of New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
They were really restricting at that time who could go into the city. So we were taking care of the animals that were being brought out and feeding and watering, and they got veterinary care there.
And what made you decide, Jenny, you know what, I've got to drop everything and go down there?
You know, I've asked myself that question many times, and I think what got to me was watching the news and seeing some of the pictures on the news and knowing that some of the people weren't getting enough help, and seeing pictures of the animals and seeing some of the government officials that looked like they were mostly making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find anyone here to go with me, and there was one shelter here that was going down, but they didn't have room for another person at that time. And some of my friends started sending me a lot of emails, and I was kind of wondering, why are they sending these to me? I've taken care of animals all my life, and I ended up getting in contact with people that were already down there that were begging for volunteers to come down to help. And so I ended up flying down by myself, but having a plan to meet up with people when I got there.
And what did you take away from the experience? Did your view of what it means to be an American change at all from this?
Yes, I met people there from all over the country, from Alaska, New York, Florida, Virginia. I even met a woman that lives like 10 miles from my own house down there. And I don't think to this day I would know her if I hadn't met her down there. People came from all over the country, and I met a lot of people who, like myself, didn't know anyone else who was going but went by themselves. So it was really neat to meet those other crazy people who had the same compulsion to go, and we still talk about what was it that made us go.
Is that what it means to be an American, though? You know, are we defined in our really tough places like that?
Well, I met, my days were like starting at 7 in the morning, and it would take all day or half the day to go down the barn aisle and take care of all the dogs on one side of the aisle and come back. It was a big open-air fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd been working since about 7 in the morning, and 10 o'clock at night behind the barn one night, I met a guy who was wearing a New York City firefighter T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his comrades had just come down. He was a New York City firefighter, and they brought all their gear, and they were prepared to go into New Orleans and help rescue animals from rooftops or have to break into houses, or, you know, they would help people, too, if they encountered people. But this was 3 weeks after Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had 4 dogs at home, and so many people had helped them after 9/11 that they wanted to come down to New Orleans and give something back.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get his name or his phone number or contact or anything, so to this day I don't know who he is. But when I saw that the firefighters rescuing people from the plane, from the river the other day, I couldn't help but wonder if he was there.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was what it meant to be an American, that he felt like so many people had helped him, had helped New York City after 9/11, that they went halfway across the country to help the people in Louisiana and the animals in Louisiana.
Yeah, and you actually took one home, which is what the book 8 State Hurricane Kate is about, how you developed this kinship with a cattle dog down there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty remarkable. And how is 8 State Hurricane Kate?
Well, I don't know if I should give away the whole story at this point, but I had cattle dogs at home, and she was an older dog, and she had some veterinary needs. And what they were doing at that time was shipping plane loads of animals to different shelters around the country because there just wasn't enough capacity to take care of them down there. Mm-hmm. And they were being listed on Pet Finder so that they would hopefully get reunited with their owners, their original owners, later on. But she was getting passed by, as some of the older dogs were, and I kind of kept an eye on her. And we had to evacuate for Hurricane Rita, and it looked like she really didn't have any other options. I didn't know what was going to happen to her, and I didn't think she would survive a flight on a plane. So I ended up having to evacuate 2 days before my flight out and taking my rental car and driving home to Minnesota with her. And I had to do a lot of paperwork to do that. I didn't just take her and leave. But
Well,
the people from all over the country came together after we got home to help support us, too.
Yeah, it's such a heartwarming and an inspiring story. And we've got a link to Jenny's site, and the book is called 8-State Hurricane Kate. Thanks for sharing your experience with us. If you want more, she's also our Get Real Girl of the Week. So you can go to our website, fm1071.com, to the Get Real page, and you'll see Jenny's picture and more of her story there. Thanks, Jenny, for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
We're talking about what it means to be an American, and we'll be right back.